You have to be nervous or excited.
Okay, I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm both.
Then I ain't choosing.
Welcome to A Little Joycast. Teresa here. This week's topic, the joy of girls rock on radio. A couple months ago, Abby, a senior community producer and radio host for KUVO, one of RMPM's radio stations, asked if I could help take some pictures and video of a workshop she was running for young girls at Girls Rock. She wanted to show them how to interview people the way she does on the radio. I asked her to tell a story about what it was like to teach the girls about how they can use their voices. She even has a little montage of the interviews at the end of this episode.
Hey, my name is Abby Clark, and I'm a community producer and radio on-air host at KUVO 89.3 FM in Denver. You can catch me on the radio weekdays on KUVO's The Morning Set while you're on your way to school or work, or if you're up late enough, Tuesdays at midnight on Influenced. I love what I do because I get to make connections in my community and celebrate other people's passions. I'm endlessly inspired by those following their dreams or choosing to make a difference in their own lives or the lives of others. Every day I have conversations with local and national musicians, with actors, people sharing and celebrating their culture in our community, with restaurant owners and elected officials, the people behind our city's wonderful festivals and events, with teachers and with nonprofit volunteers, artists, and the list goes on. Needless to say, I talk to a lot of different people through my work in public media. Through producing The Morning Set, I got to meet some of the people behind the Girls Rock Denver chapter. Now, I was so fascinated to learn about this summer program that's been empowering girls and gender-expansive youth in our community with music education, creation, and performance for close to 20 years. Each summer, a group of campers get together for just 1 week only to rock out, make music, create memories, and build confidence. The campers are broken out into groups of four, which then name their band, learn their instruments, and then write and choreograph an original song. I know! At the end of the week, they bravely and excitedly perform it at the final band showcase. During the week, they also attend several workshops as they learn and create alongside each other. Now, Girls Rock Denver encouraged me to consider leading a workshop around some of what I do through radio. Dozens of community members join the campers during the week and they teach them different skills or lead them in crafts or exercises. It was my first workshop ever, and though nervous, I was super inspired and up for the challenge.
I'd love to hear. Well, what we're going to be teaching today can also be found. Does anyone listen to podcasts?
Yeah.
Does anyone listen to interviews on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes,
not.
But I watch YouTube.
Hey, that's enough.
That. Yeah, but I'm really wishing watching.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. You've seen somebody chatting with another person, and that's called an interview.
I've seen my mom chatting with my dad.
There you go. That's kind of an interview. Basically, an interview boils down to a conversation.
I wanted to give these campers some confidence when it came to starting new conversations and learning more about another person. There's a quote I read when trying to organize my thoughts around interviewing. Quote, realize that the world is knowable and you can find out how anything works by asking enough people. There's also a saying that goes, quote, no person is an island. We need social connections in our life, like I told the campers, both at home or with fellow students at school or camp. But the reality is, it can be kind of intimidating to start speaking to someone new, never mind making new friends. The most important lesson I wanted to show these campers was the gift of active listening. Here's five things I told them to remember. 1, pay attention. Be in the moment and make eye contact. 2, withhold any judgment. Active listening requires an open mind to seek out different perspectives. 3, reflect. pause before responding. Really try to walk in the other person's shoes. 4, clarify. Ask questions about anything that's unclear. And 5, share. Active listening is first about understanding the other person before bringing in your own ideas, feelings, and suggestions. Now, I was so excited to see the campers get into the opening discussion. Hands started raising, and some even started sharing stories right on the spot.
At home, when we found... So, I was supposed to be making bath bombs. I made a little volcano.
Oh, did it go all over the place?
Many were eager to get their hands on the several recording stations I had set up around the room. After breaking them up into pairs, they were off, running towards the equipment, putting on headphones, picking up microphones, and immediately trying to tap and talking to them to see if they were on. Though I gave them a sheet with some suggested icebreakers, a lot of the campers were creative in their own questions, which led to some pretty unique conversations. And the room just filled with curiosity and laughter. After listening to the tape, I put together a small montage so that the campers could share that moment with their families at the band showcase. Here are a few of the conversations had that day during my interviewing workshop at the Girls Rock Denver Summer Camp.
Hello, everyone. Today I will be interviewing a lovely lady called Espy. She is... I'll let her introduce herself.
My name's Espy. I live under the bridge in your closet.
In summary of all that, she likes going under bridges and hiding in her closet.
First question is... Are you excited or nervous? And what's something you're excited or nervous about the concert? Kyler.
Okay, so I am excited to perform.
So you're not nervous. You have to be nervous or excited.
Okay, I'm excited.
I'm both.
Then I am choosing.
Tell me something you've learned this week at camp.
What I learned this week at camp? It's how to interview people, and I've never done that before.
Tell me about your band.
My band is the best, according to yours.
Now, my band is called The Baddies.
So, what have you enjoyed about Girls Rock so far?
I have enjoyed being able to write my own song with the people I, enjoy being around with.
Now... Next question. What's the best thing that happened to you this week? Oh, just to warn you, I'm very awkward. And anyways, the best thing that happened to me this week was actually on Thursday. I got to skip loud practice because it got too loud. So I got to hang out with Rocky. And
wait, who's Rocky?
One of the volunteers.
Tell me about your band.
Our band name is called DJP, which stands for the Dinosaurs of Jurassic Park.
The Dinosaurs of Jurassic Park.
No, Jurassic.
Jurassic.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good do you think you are at the drums?
55.
Why is that?
Because I think the number 55 is really good.
What have we been doing at Girls Rock today?
We have been doing drum instructions and, instrument instructions. For me, it's drums. And we also have been doing other workshops.
Yeah. So right now we're doing, an interview workshop. And today I'm interviewing my friend, Espy.
No, really?
Yes, really. You're right in front of me and I'm interviewing you.
Tell me what you think about our band. What do you think about it in general?
I mean, you guys are nice. You guys are funny, but, I like the songs you guys made up.
Bro, so can you tell us about our song? What's the song name? Title?
The title?
Yeah.
Johnny the Monkey. It's so preppy.
What's the best thing that happened to you this week?
This week? I guess just being here, being with my friends, just being a human being in the present.
What's something you're grateful for today?
Something I'm grateful for today is to be at Girls Inc. because it's so much fun, and for Girls Rock because I'm excited for it.
So, what's the name of your band?
The name of my band is the Wisteria Dragons, like a wisteria tree and then slay. Dragons. You know that purple tree with the droopy flower?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those.
What is the best thing that's happened to you this week?
Probably just playing the piano. I love doing that.
What's the best way to make a new friend?
You know, find someone you're interested in, like, talking to and, like, being a friend. You ask them, like, your regular questions, like, what's your favorite color? What's your name? Like, what's your IP address? No, I'm joking. then, like, once they answer and, like, they ask you the same questions back, talk together and have fun. And then, you know, exchange numbers.
Tell me about your band.
So my band's name is Pennybell Rocks. Probably haven't told some of you, but it's Pennybell Rocks instead of Pennybell Rum now.
What are you looking forward to about Saturday's concert? And
it is Saturday, though.
No, it's not.
It's Thursday.
Guys, it's Thursday.
It's not Saturday.
Sorry, no, it's Saturday.
Okay.
It's Saturday when you're hearing this. It's Saturday when you're hearing this. Stop arguing, Glitch. Stop arguing.
It probably won't be, but when this was filmed, it was a Thursday.
Woo! What am I talking about?
I rock!
Can I get a
you
rock?
You rock!
Can I get a we rock?
We rock!
Can I get a girls rock?
Girls rock!
Thanks for joining us this week on A Little Joycast. This episode was produced by Rocky Mountain Public Media, Abby from KUVO, and me, Teresa Ho. A special thank you to Girls Rock for working with us on this episode.